Florida's Citrus Extension agents recently completed a series of seminars around the citrus belt, telling growers the best ways to deal with a variety of citrus diseases. At a Bartow session, Agent Steve Futch discussed citrus black spot. In this interview, he summarizes the recommendations for dealing with this fungal disease that is relatively new to Florida.
It depends upon your location. If you're in South Florida where it has been found, you need to be on a stronger spray program. As you move farther north in the state where it has not been found yet, the growers there need to be vigilant and out looking in their groves. And if they see symptoms that are similar or they suspect to be citrus black spot, they ought to contact either DPI, the CHIRP office, the citrus agents, or whatever, and let's see if we can confirm or determine what that problem may be.
Tell us what folks do spray with if they do find it.
You would spray with either copper or strobilurins or combinations thereof. You would have to make upwards of 5 sprays a year. The fruit is susceptible for 5 to 6 months. So that early spray program is important. So you start after bloom and then continue for that 5 or 6 month period of time with your spray program.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.